Freedom of Speech by Diane Dobbs. The constitutional amendment providing for freedom of speech gives people the right to speak out about a law that they believe is unfair and that should be changed, or an issue that they feel strongly about. This right is very important for us, the people, because we can feel free to agree or disagree with each other. Concerning the ability to speak freely, I believe we should have that right. However, I have seen where this has been blown out of proportion. Because some people know they can say whatever they want, they use indecent language and say insulting things to others to try to get their point across. This should not be. A person can express himself freely without being rude and nasty. As human beings, we should be able to control ourselves in our speech. A few months ago, I had an experience at the hospital where I work, when a female patient was brought in for heavy bleeding and severe abdominal pain. This lady was screaming and making lots of noise because she could not stand the pain. Her husband, who had come in with her, began cursing the nurses and calling them names. His behavior was out of control. He was so loud, cursing and swearing at everyone he saw pass by. Nobody could calm him down or even go near him, as he was saying that he was free to say whatever he wanted and that the doctors and nurses were no good and needed to be replaced. This man's behavior was not necessary. He could have gone over to the nurse or someone in charge and asked nicely for someone to look at his wife. He would have gotten a better response by doing that than by cursing and swearing. In the book To Kill a Mockingbird, the character Boris Yuel is very interesting, and the right to freedom of speech is displayed here. He would repeatedly talk to his teacher, Miss Caroline, in a rude and disrespectful way. Boris Yuel knew that he could say whatever he wanted and that there was no law that said he couldn't. Even though one is given the right to express himself, it should be done decently and respectfully.